We've been praying in the Shalom Center for quite some time, but we wanted to be in here so that we had better microphones and so that we could record the evening as well. And we didn't know how many people to expect, but we are glad that you are among them. So you can congratulate someone sitting next to you and tell them Happy Hanukkah. And congratulations, you are here. And this is a wonderful time to be together. Rabbi Uri is going to be introducing our three rabbis from Ukraine and Crimea. And he will also be serving as a moderator and an interpreter. How many hats will he wear tonight? Interpreter hat. So, Rabbi, you want to introduce our brothers?
Shalom, happy Hanukkah.
I'll go back down.
Okay, thank you. So I can speak in two microphones. So I want to invite, probably you know already them, all of them, only Rabbi Valeri don't know. So Rabbi Alexander, he is rabbi in beautiful city Odessa in Ukraine. So welcome Rabbi Alexander here. We'll be here. Woo! Come on. Have a seat. Okay, your first choice. It's hard, but what to do? Rabbi Victor is much easier. Rabbi Victor, he is rabbi in Eupatoria, Crimea, and also he is the rabbi overseas who opened 8 congregations in the Ukraine and Crimea and many places. So welcome, Rabbi Victor. And Rabbi Valeri, he is the rabbi of in the city, Nikolaev City, Ukraine. He is the rabbi there. So when I moved in here, he is the rabbi in Nikolaev. So welcome, Rabbi Valeri.
In English or in Russian, it has better.
На русском лучше.
Мы очень рады именно в этот ханукальный вечер быть с вами.
We are so glad to be here in this Hanukkah, one of the evenings of Hanukkah, with you.
И мы благодарим всех вас и Рабби Давида и Рабби Сенди за эту чудную возможность.
And thank you for a great opportunity. Thank you to Rabbi David, Rabbi Sendi, to be here.
И Ханука такой волшебный праздник.
And Hanukkah is a very special holiday.
И с такой большой как бы семейной составляющей.
And it's very huge of the part of the Hanukkah. This is family, family spirit of family together.
Семья собирается вокруг Хануки за праздничным столом.
When family comes together around Hanukkah.
И зажигаются ханукальные свечи.
And family light candles.
Я вообще вырос в Киеве в светской еврейской семье.
So I grew in Kyiv in a secular Jewish family.
Моя мама очень вкусно готовила латки с картофельной оладьей.
And my mom cooked very good latkes during the Hanukkah.
Это было с детства мое любимое блюдо.
It was my favorite food from the childhood.
Я с детства очень любил Хануку.
So this is why I liked Hanukkah most. And when I found out what does it mean, Hanukkah, I like this holiday very much.
И я выезжал из Крыма еще за 2 дня до начала Хануки.
So when I started traveling, it was 2 days before Hanukkah time. I was traveling from Crimea here to here.
Но я не хотел уехать, не зажегши свечи со своей семьей.
But I don't want to leave without light candles, Hanukkah candles, with my family.
И Когда я уже уезжал, мы с моей женой Надей, с сыном Ароном зажгли первую свечу заранее.
So and this why we before Hanukkah, 2 days before, we light first candle with my son and with my wife.
И они передают вам тоже очень большие поздравления с Ханукой.
So they send you great shalom from with Hanukkah from them.
И наши общины, мишпаха.
In our congregations also send hello and shalom to you.
И мы с Рабби Валерием ночевали одну ночь в доме моего отца и семьи моего сына.
And when we traveled here, we stayed one night in Kyiv and we slept in my father's house in Kyiv.
И мы тоже зажгли уже именно в первый вечер Хануки, это совпало первую свечу.
So and again we lay first candle because it was first night of the Hanukkah there in Kyiv.
И это была первая Ханука моей внучки.
And it was first Hanukkah for my granddaughter. She's 1 year old.
И я пытался организовать, вложить ей в руку свечу, чтобы она своей ручкой зажгла Хануки.
So I tried to do to put candle in her arm so she can light first candle in her life.
Но правда не удалось.
No success.
Мой сын зажег.
But my son he light first candle.
И моего сына первого зовут Андрей.
My son name Andrei, he's firstborn.
Дочь, второй ребенок Анастасия.
And my second child is my daughter Anastasia, Настя.
Но третьего сына зовут Аарон.
And third son, his name Aaron.
И он был здесь.
And he was here.
И присутствовал при моей бар-мицве здесь.
And he was present during my bar-мицва here in this place.
И Бог позволил именно третьего ребенка назвать уже еврейским именем.
And I named my third son by Jewish name Aaron.
Позволил как-то частично Бог выйти из ассимиляции.
And he allowed us to come out from assimilation.
Что часть Хануки это выход из ассимиляции.
Because most big part of Hanukkah this is the way out of assimilation.
И я очень рад, что мы опять в семье.
And I'm very glad that we are in the family again.
В еврейской мессианской семье.
In the Jewish messianic family.
И можем вместе наслаждаться Ханукой.
And we can enjoy together in these Hanukkah days.
И для нас великое чудо, что мы действительно попали к вам на Хануку.
And it's a great miracle that we are in Hanukkah with you here.
Я не хочу занимать много времени. Потому что, так сказать, сегодня будет чемпионат игры дрейдл на конфеты.
Нет, не сегодня. В пятницу.
Я шучу.
Okay. I don't want to game dreidel here, and we will play for championship for the candy.
So nice to see you again. Shalom, you all.
Tradition. Recently, we taught Valery how to speak this, so you will hear his version of it. So, big shalom from our congregation and from my family. And I have two very active daughters. And they very love Hanukkah. When I celebrate Hanukkah, I'm always thinking about next generation because in a way, the Matityahu priest that started this Hanukkah movement, he acted in a way that his sons could not escape responsibility. So, I'm always thinking like Hanukkah always pointed to next generation. And usually it's like fun, some interesting things, a lot of presents. But I see Hanukkah like passing like passing the destiny to the next generation, destiny from the parents to the children. So, and now during this time, I'm with you and I'm thinking about this direction, because the example of this wonderful priest that acted in a way that his sons would continue his work, his will, they will follow one after another towards goals that their father set before them. So, and for me it's big example, because I don't want to lose my wonderful daughters, but I want to give them wonderful vision and wonderful direction that they would reach it and would fulfill his purpose in their lives. So, Hanukkah Sameach, and I will give mic to Rabbi Valeri, and he will practice English with you, and you will practice Russian with him. So,
Shalom Yael.
I want to give shalom from our Jewish Messianic congregation of Nikolaev. Our mishpucha give great shalom to you. We are the one family in Yeshua. And we are glad that we have this kind of this great wonderful opportunity to have this Hanukkah time together here. We had this way here. Victor told about our way here, how we get here. Our first Hanukkah candle was in Kyiv with Victor's family. It was a wonderful time. And during our first candle, we turned on Skype. And through the Skype, we had a connection with Victor's wife and with his son Aaron in Crimea. And this was this experience of Hanukkah.
Это свидетельство того, что Бог желает, чтобы наш дух горел, пламенел.
This for me it's testimony that the Lord wants that our spirit should be in fire, like have fire inside of us.
Господь желает видеть горящих верующих.
So he wants to see believers who has fire inside of them.
Иешуа говорил, что он хочет видеть нас как горящие светильники.
Yeshua told us that he wants to see our light and a very obvious, like, visible place, so everyone in the house can see it. And Rabbi Shaul speaks in Romans chapter 12, have fire in your spirit and serve to the Lord. So we need to understand that he understood what he speak about in that place. So have fire in your spirit and serve the Lord. And the same chapter in the same Romans, he speak about bring yourself as a sacrifice, living sacrifice for your wise ministry. So all of us, we need to have to make the steps each day of our life to our renewal in the Lord. From understanding, from knowing our Lord Yeshua. And only through knowing Him we can be renewed in the Spirit. In our spirit, in our soul, inside of us. And we have all the rights to walk in the victory, in the God's victory in our life. We have these rights. So I was born in the Nikolaev region. So originally I'm from Nikolaev region. And where I was born, it's a place, small town. It's a very hard place for witnessing about the Lord. Very difficult place. Very difficult people there. Because people are very blinded by sin there in that place. And usually they answer me when I'm trying to talk to them about the Lord. When we told them, come to the Lord, you need to come to the Lord. Usually they give this kind of answers. If everyone will go, I will go too. Maybe in your also in your experience, people speak in the same. If everyone will go, I will go too. But you don't know. You didn't need to know that this is a very serious battle. The Maccabi faced with a serious battle in their life. And this was very unusual. Because in the majority, the people, Israel people, were very passive. So they are humbled themselves before Syrian oppression. And big part of Jewish people, Jewish nation, they already were under the influence of Syrian. They receive it as their own. And they begin to be the enemies of their own people, of Jewish people. And they begin to brought the unclean sacrifices and uncleanness to the Jewish people, to their own nation. And they walked with the Syrians, and they trying to So village by village, they trying to bring the uncleanness there. And if you would look from outside, you would see that they don't have even one clean place in Israel at that time. So everything was so unclean. And some people think, okay, it's enough. We are lost the battle. No more. But few people were there in Israel. They were minority, complete minority. And they said no to the sin. No idolatry. So they told to each other, we will go and we will fight. And do you remember how Maccabees there, what they say, why they Maccabi, this kind of word? Who is jealous for the Lord? And who keep the faithfulness to the covenant? Come with us. So they not proclaim who is the good person or who is like to come to the service or something. They say who has jealousy for the Lord and who keep covenant with the Lord. For I can say another words, who has fire in their spirit. And this is important to be always in the services. It's very important. It's very important. And also important during this time is to have fire in your spirit and to be obeyed to the Lord. So that your light will be obvious before the people. So the dark could go away.
От всего того, что связано с вашей личной жизнью.
from the people and from everything in your life.
И сегодня я хочу сказать один пример из Библии.
So I want to say one example from the scripture.
Из книги Иова.
From the book of Иов, Job.
Когда-то я задался вопросом.
One time I asked myself.
Почему Господь его защищал?
Why the Lord protect Иов, Job?
Когда сатана стоял перед Богом и клеветал на Иова.
When Satan stood up before the Lord and he accused the Job,
он сказал, ты благословил его всем.
Satan told to the Lord, you blessed Job with everything.
И оградил его со всех сторон.
And you protect him from all the sides.
И я подумал, почему это так?
And I thought, why? Why is so?
Я молился и спрашивал у Господа.
So I prayed, I think about it.
И я получил ответ. Там есть молитва Иова за своих детей.
And if you remember the one when Job prayer when he prayed for his sons, for his children.
И он говорил такие слова.
And he says these words in prayer.
Господи, может быть, они в сердце своем согрешили.
Lord, maybe they have made sin in their hearts.
Ты прости.
Please forgive them.
С другими словами, Иов заботился о своих детях.
So it means Job, he take care about their sons, about his children.
Не только о том, чтобы их накормить и напоить.
Not only about their food or drink.
Самое важное, что его беспокоило.
But most important, what really bother him.
Это то, что у них находится в сердце.
It was what inside of their hearts.
Знаете, нас должно это беспокоить.
And we should bother about this.
Потому что невозможно победить силы зла в этом мире, не передавая своим детям познание о Боге.
Because we could not defend power of the enemy in this world if we will not pass to our children our fire.
Понимаете, нас должно заботить, что в их сердце.
So we need to know what in their hearts.
О чем ты думаешь, дочь моя, мой сын?
So what they think, my daughter, my son, what do you think about? What is in your heart?
Что тебе беспокоит?
What is bother you?
Какие планы на твою жизнь?
What plans are you having in your life?
Мы должны это беспокоить.
This is very important for us, and we should be bothered by it.
Почему Маккаби имели такую большую сильную поддержку от Господа?
Why Maccabees had so strong support from the Lord?
Потому что отец Матитьягу служил.
Because their father Матитьягу, he served to them.
И он им передал верность по Богу.
And he passed them jealousy for the Lord. And he was the example for them how to be faithful in the covenant with the Lord. And what I want to tell you this, what passed to you.
To
build a defense in your house. To pass through your children. And give them the fear of the Lord. And knowing of the Lord, knowledge of the Lord.
Shalom, brother. С праздником вас.
Хаг Самеах. Okay. What we will do today, so it was promised that it will be questions and answers. So you're welcome to ask the questions, and they will be welcome to give answers. If you have any questions, please. If no, we can go home. I'm joking. So please.
Can you share how you initially met Rabbi David and Sandy?
Your podcast, so.
I'd love to hear how you initially met Rabbi David and Sandy and how this all happened.
Хочу попросить вас, чтобы поделились, как вы познакомились с Рабби Давидом и Сэнди, как это все произошло.
Я познакомился с Рабби Давидом и Сэнди, когда они служили на Украине.
I met with Rabbi David and Sandy when they were serving in Ukraine.
И Rabbi David проводил ретриты на Украине.
And Rabbi David he did retreats in Ukraine. Retreats, it's kind of conferences in Ukraine.
И я тогда только как бы начинал путь вот от мессианства.
And I'm just started my way in messianic movement. It was starting point for me.
И это были такие особые служения.
And this was very special ministry.
И Рабби Давид передавал свое сердце и мудрость.
And Rabbi David passed into us his heart and wisdom.
И также мне довелось побывать дома, в квартире, которую арендовали Rabbi David.
And I had the privilege to be in the apartment rented by Rabbi David and Sandy in Kyiv. In Kyiv. In Kyiv.
И также уже когда у нас была община в Евпатории.
And also when we start our congregation in Евпатория.
И Бог позволил как бы принимать наше общение ретрит.
And our congregation was one of the receiving congregation for these conferences in Евпатория, Crimea.
И также Rabbi David тогда проповедовал наше общение на ретрите.
And Rabbi David he's teaching in retreat in conference and also in our congregation.
И так оглядываясь назад, каждый контакт он был очень ценным.
And it was very precious. Every time it was very precious.
И никогда даже не мог предположить, что мы будем иметь привилегию быть здесь.
And it's really a miracle and
и в общине, and, жить дома у Рабби Давида.
And it's really a miracle and it's very special that we can be here and live in Rabbi David and Sandy home.
И наслаждаться гостеприимством.
And to enjoy of hospitality of their hospitality here.
И также когда Крым перешел к России.
And also when Crimea is begin to be a part of Russia, you know.
И мы начали перерегистрацию общины.
And we start re-register our congregation.
И в России как бы нет такой конфессии мессианские евреи.
And Russia doesn't have before this kind of confession or confession is a confession. Religious denomination as a messianic Jews.
И такая была как бы битва за регистрацию мессианская синагога.
And we had quite a fight for our registering there as a messianic synagogue.
И удалось победить только потому, что мы при Украине уже имели регистрацию.
And we win only because we already had a registered in Ukraine as a messianic synagogue.
Но факт в том, что Рабби Давид тот, кто на Украине, так сказать, пробил регистрацию именно мессианских общин юридически.
And what's very important that Rabbi David was the one who really break through the messianic denomination in Ukraine. He was first who registered their messianic synagogues.
И как бы вот так я столкнулся, что ли, с плодами труда Рабби Давида.
So this is how I like I reaped from the harvest that Rabbi David did.
В таком юридическом плане.
Even in this kind of
situation. В России.
And this this work brought a great fruit in Russia in this time.
И действительно в эти дни Хануки можно сказать, что Рабби Давид и Рабби Цвен Сэнди такой всегда пример как Божьего света.
And I can tell that during the days of Hanukkah that Rabbi David and Rabbi Cvan Sandy they are example of the God's light, lights from the Lord.
И мы благодарим Бога за привилегию знать и вместе служить.
And we are very grateful to the Lord to know them and to minister together with them.
Yeah, I remember how I met David and Rabbi David and Rabbi Sandy. It was very interesting. At that time, I made first steps in the ministry. It was in Odessa, in Stolyarsky School. Many famous musicians came up from that school. But we had services at that time in that place. And I remember that my rabbi, David Schneier, he would go many times outside, and I would need to be responsible. But I was afraid because, you know, many pressures, and I'm a young man, and I don't know how to do it. So, and I remember this meeting on the stairs in Stolyarsky School, whereas Rabbi David, he spoke in a way that I understood that it's my job and my place to be. that I have support from the Lord and encouragement and wisdom from Lord, and I felt that I'm not alone in this boat, that Rabbi David will help and serve and not leave me alone in this situation. So, and I remember example that he said, because he said, when somebody like lion or bear would take sheep from the flock, so you need to fight for them. So for me it was very good example, and it completely changed my understanding, because usually before I came to the Lord, I would not think about that I should fight for somebody. Usually people fighting for themselves. So, and it completely changed my point of view of my life and how I see myself and what direction I would take. And I would like to thank him and Robert and Sandy for this wonderful input. It was just the beginning, but after he would give more and more during retreats, conferences, personal interactions, prayers, and it was just wonderful to meet him and to feel how his teaching and his life grow my life. And I always would tend to be close to him, just to hear how he's looking at things, how he approaching difficulties, and it helped me a lot to fight the good fight. So thank you very much for all light that you took from him and gave to my life. Hanukkah Sameach, it's happening in my life, you know. Because Lord always looking for Shemashim that will be inspired from him and would give this inspiration to others. And I remember always Rabbi David would say, so my purpose in life to raise up shepherds of Israel. And also I was very encouraged by his example, how Lord spoke to him. Maybe I will quote not in the right words, but in general it was, I will save my people, I will develop messianic movement, and if you want, you can help. So Lord encouraged David, and David encouraged me. So Odessa congregation still bringing the fruit and developing. And it is big part of it that David and Sandy would pour their lives into our lives. Thank you very much.
Как я познакомился с Рабе Давидом,
How I met Rabbi David is through Yuri. So I know about Rabbi David a long time already, Sandy. I know about their work in Ukraine for many years. Also, once we met during the Pesach, during the beginning of Messianic Congregation of Nikolaev. I heard a lot about them, good things, about their ministry. But we personally met each other here in the United States. And I'm very thankful to the Lord that He has revealed the Hanukkah miracles for us. So, and I'm here, this is already Hanukkah's miracle. One lady from Odessa, it's a humor, she says once, all the miracles planned very carefully. So for a miracle somebody should work very hard. I know that we have some teaching, people have some teaching we need to proclaim, and only then the Lord can do something. I want to tell you openly. I even don't have, how to say it better? No, let's say this. I didn't dream to be here. But because of the mercy of the Lord, I'm here. And I want to tell you that our congregation, when from the time that Yuri left here, we always praying for you, always, regularly. And we prayed for Rabbi David, for Sandy, for every one of you, for all these ministries. And probably this is one of the reasons why I'm here. Because I'm praying for your congregation, for your synagogue. And always I give motivation to pray for our synagogue, to pray for you. And I have the experience in my life. When you pray for special people, the Lord will give the opportunity to meet each other. And do you remember even Yeshua when he says, pray even for your enemies, even for your enemies? My experience, even I prayed for it, even with my enemies I faced always. To ministry to them. And of course much more for your friends. So we can be blessing to each other. Thank you for your love, for your prayers also. So Yuri also says that you are praying for us. Thank you so much. Do we have dreidel? We can play. Maybe somebody has something to ask, some questions. Thank you, Brian, for your... But to be honest, he knows that we will have answers and questions, so he prepared. I'm sorry. I'm joking. Everyone knows about it because we announced it about it.
How can we specifically pray for each of you in your
congregation? Как можно конкретно молиться за вас в ваших общинах? Что происходит конкретно? Thank you for great question.
Как молиться за хочу молиться
конкретно за вашу общину?
В первую очередь молиться за атмосферу любви и дружбы в общине.
First of all, please pray for the atmosphere of unity and love inside of the congregations for relationships.
Это самое главное.
Because this is the most important thing.
Второе, за сильную еврейскую мессианскую идентификацию и против антисемитизма.
Second, to pray for strong messianic identity in the congregations and also pray against antisemitism.
И за детей, за семьи.
And we need to prayers for our families, our children.
И за обеспечение всех нужд.
And for как обеспечение, for meeting, for all of for our needs we have that we have,
включая военно-политическую безопасность,
and also for military safety from military for war.
Спасибо за молитву.
Thank you for your prayers already.
I will, as Victor said, I will add to it like really for next generation, because it's very important. And also for this connection with Israel, because a lot of people are making Aliyah from Ukraine. And many of them, they becoming helpers of some rabbis or pastors. Many of them go to churches. But they would like to influence churches that they will become messianic synagogues. And sometimes they alone there. And they have such vision, they want to pass it, but sometimes it's very difficult. And we need to pray for them because... I know from each of our synagogues in Ukraine, many people made Aliyah. From only Odessa congregation, like more than 200 people made Aliyah, and they now in different congregations there. So, and also we need that Lord would give us stable places for meeting. Because in Odessa, I know in Crimea and Nikolaev, very unstable situation with place renting of places for meeting. We don't have our own buildings, and we could not afford ourselves to rent for like 24 hours per day. It's too expensive. So we have rent maybe for 4 hours or five for Shabbat service and for some different activities. And all in Odessa, many places are closed because changes of in authority realm producing that they try changing kind of property owners, and it's some of them doesn't want that. Messianic congregation would meet at their place, so they closing it. And also pray for our wisdom in reaching Jewish people in our cities and places, because we see that many Jewish people now they attracted to different programs that would give them better life in Israel, America, or Germany, Europe. And we have only power of the good news. Like this is only attraction that we have. We don't have such opportunity to give nice like level of entertainment or something like that. And we really need this wisdom and power of the Holy Spirit really to involve Jewish people in their destiny, to bring them to their real purpose of life. So we're speaking always about it, but we really need strategy from the Lord to do it more successful. And pray for families. Families, because of situation, now it's a little bit calmed down, but because of situation of wars that still exist in Ukraine, some families, they have different opinions inside of the families, some of them for Russia, some for Ukraine, somebody from for America, somebody for Israel. But we know that we are people of peace, that fighting not against flesh and blood, but fighting good fight for the kingdom. So, and we need your prayers and support in this area also. So I will pass mic to Valery.
Rabbi Victor and Rabbi Alexander already share the prayer needs. This is also our needs. So we want to ask you to pray for us that we will have our synagogue. Plus from this, all these needs. And also one more important thing, that our faith will not be, not come smaller. So pray for us that we will be in fire for the Lord and continue to minister to Him in this way. As Rabbi Alexander says, we had some difficulties in the political ground with the war, with everything. It's very... Because we had constant war in our country, and it's more or less, but it's constant happening war. So we really don't want to have war in all the Ukraine. We want to have peaceful skies. So pray for us about peace. Also, I want to add about what we have faced with our own building, we pray for it. We already made a few steps in this direction. We were meeting with the mayor in Evpatoria, Crimea. And he promised us to give us piece of the land in our city, but you need to find the sponsor for it. And we look through different places in Evpatoria, pieces of land. But the chief architect, he just, always he rebuked what we find there. He fight with us. Also, we ask, maybe you can give us some building, empty building in the Евпатория for us. But they ready to give us not good place and like underground almost. So we don't take it. We refuse it.
Следующий этап был, мы написали заявление на заместителя главы Крыма.
So we made a letter to the helper of the chief in the Crimea authority.
И ответа не было.
So we don't have any answer.
И мы пошли следующий этап, написали на главу Крыма.
Now we made a letter to the chief of Crimea. Let's say this way, governor of Crimea.
И перед отъездом был звонок с его канцелярии.
And before I came here, we had a phone call from government of Crimea.
И они вызывали меня на прием на 26 декабря.
So they invited me to 26th of December this year to meet with them.
И я сказал, что я буду в поездке.
But I told them I will be in other country.
И они сказали, что перенесут эту встречу.
So they agreed to have another time for us. So please pray for this process that we will be successful in this. Thank you. Any questions? Alex, you want to ask something? No.
I have an idea.
Yes, idea. Thank you for praying. We have few things to do. We want to invite rabbis to share a few words what Lord is doing in their congregations very briefly. We will give them 2 minutes. To each of them, and after we will invite them to pray for every one of us. What do you think? Yes? Come on, brother. Yes. It's not our tradition, but I heard it. Come on, brother. So. Tradition. Что делает Господь сейчас? Ну, подожди.
Ну, во-первых, общение празднует Ханука.
First of all, what's happening now in our congregation? We have Hanukkah.
Мы ставили Ханука шпиль.
So we made a Hanukkah шпиль. Play, Hanukkah play. I didn't know that. About on one special book, we don't know this book, it's like our writers there, very funny writers. Humor.
Зал, в котором мы проводим служение, был занят.
And of course, our Jewish luck, we rent the hall to have the concert, and somebody rent before us all this place.
И мы нашли другой зал.
So we find other place.
И нам сказали, что его очень хорошо протопят и будет тепло.
And they told us we will heat very well, no problem, it will be warm.
У них сломалось отопление.
But of course, heater were broken. Was broken there.
Главный ханукальный концерт мы проводили в ледяном зале.
And we made the Hanukkah spiel in the very cold place.
Но сегодня утром я смотрел эту запись.
But today morning I was able to see the video from this play.
И такое впечатление, что это концерт во Флориде, где тепло.
And it looks like it's Florida and warm place. It looks like sure.
From я видел, что Господь все равно был там.
So I saw that the Lord was there.
Основное, конечно, что мы переживаем это удивительную верность Господа.
So what we are experiencing now, it's really great faithfulness from the Lord, of the Lord.
И также вижу верность Божьих людей.
And I see the faithfulness of the God's people there.
Наших раввинов, служителей.
Rabbis who work with us, who we send out.
Потому что то, что за последние 3-4 года происходило в Крыму и в Украине.
Because you know what's happened last 4 years in Ukraine.
Это можно сравнить как людей поместить в такую центрифугу и крутить.
You can compare it if you put the people in some like centrifuge, like washing machine, you know, and it's like it's boiling us for 4 years.
Но я вижу, что Господь всех укрепляет.
But I see the Lord comfort every one of us there.
Все верные наслаждаются шхиной Божьей.
And all the faithful ones there are like to be in the Shekhinah of God, the presence of the Lord.
И главное знамя не политическое.
And we trying to face and work with not political issues.
Это знамя Господне.
But our banner is какая?
Божье знамя.
It's God's banner.
Как и написано в Писании.
As the Scripture says to us.
И продолжаются шаббаты.
So we continue our Shabbat services.
Все праздники.
And holidays and.
И люди спасаются.
And people come into the Lord in these days always.
Конечно, как всегда, хочется видеть, что больше евреев спасаются.
Of course, we want to see more people to come to the Lord.
Верим,
Jewish people.
Увидим больше.
And we will see more, of course. We believe it. We need.
И я рад, что тоже вот мы.
I'm glad that we are friends with Rabbi Alexander and Rabbi
Valeri.
And I'm glad that we are in Alliance also, Messianic Alliance, and we can be with you also. It's great. So we are in the family. This is great. And people are waiting for our conferences, our meetings together. People are waiting for so much. And people are waiting from us to report what the Lord is doing around the place, many places, congregations, synagogues. So the Lord doing most of what we want and want to pray for. And we know that the glory of the Lord is much bigger than problems.
So we have a wonderful time because we have new location. Again, place where we used to stay, they didn't have heat, so we need to move. We have such saying, we would have some kind of success, but unsuccess helped us. So we need to move to another place, but that place more central and more people started to come and more Jewish people attracted to it, so we have good time to minister to people and to see more people coming to the Lord. Recently we had Tvila and some half of those who received the Lord, they made commitment to the Lord. So, and we starting children's camp. We have during the summer, usually we have family camps we're doing with 3 congregations. But this summer we will start also children's camp. It's first time maybe in 6 or 8 years we didn't do it. So it's again, it restored. I hope it restored. So if you would pray for it because it's a new beginning for us. And it's showing to us that we already more ministers is ready to do it because it's big effort for us. We continue to develop ministry to Holocaust survivors. And this time when I left, more faithful brothers, they came and took my place. So they led the message and they made everything. And they did an even better job than I did. So, and for me, it's a big success because I feel that I need to promote them more. So we have a meeting of brothers for maybe 6 years. We regularly meet with them. And now I see fruit that more men of God, they start to be more active. Because in our congregation, we had such situations that usually people would think that only sisters, they real spiritual. And men, they are not so spiritual, you know. No, they're not so spiritual. And actually, it's kind of a curse of Ukraine because time after time, I'm explaining why it's happening that women usually take more active role in spiritual realm because men usually would fight during revolution, during the war, during the different difficulties. And wives would take actually position of authority in house and also when they would be more active in the Lord. So, and we have good result now after 6 years of fighting good fight. Actually, we see that more men of God, they start to take a position. Also, we have preparing for couples for the making covenant to have wedding. It's very nice. Like in this year, we're expecting 4 weddings, and they going through process step by step, and they honoring rabbi, honoring congregation, and doing it in the light before all people that they would have a good marriage. So, and we support them, so and pray for them also. And we have good progress in families. We see that now in Shabbat school and different ministries, more families involved, like completely husbands with wives, they doing work of the ministry, supporting each other. And now we see how kids also join to this ministry in worship and praise and even set equipment because we need to always put equipment, take equipment, but always, and so, and they helping, it's a big encouragement, but really we need more and more result in it, and so this is like main things, and it's all these things can create environment that helping congregation to grow and to be more stable and strong and have good reputation in the city.
I want to say a few words also. What is Lord doing in Nikolaev congregation? I was blessed that by seeing what's happening here also very much. In here, how children are taking part in the ministry here in the synagogue. So we also had this, some kind of jealousy about it. And our children also trying to be in ministry. So we are praying for the youth. We are working with them a lot. And Lord is doing something very special with them. So they did Hanukkah spiel, this Hanukkah play by themselves. So they will play it. And something will happen there for sure. So when I thought about projects, what people are making, who believe in Yeshua,
и как бы много чего делают как бы разных проектов. И я подумал, может ли нам какие-то
Sometimes I want to try to copy some people who try to do some projects somewhere from some places. But when I try to plan, I see how many high holidays we have in our schedule. And I understood we need to plan this first. And to do it quality, good quality. And only after high holidays we can do some projects else. What we worked now for this time. So we're working about children, yeshiva for children. So this is why we are taking care about children in our congregation. So for congregation to be blessed by the Lord, we need to take care about children. This way the congregation will be blessed from the Lord. This is important. We need to think about future with the Lord for them. Also, one more thing, what I want to share with you. For a long time, I was without a car and prayed for a car, for a bus. And we prayed for this, and we tried to collect some money from our tithes and offerings. And we have a small amount of money. But it's not enough for a good car, really. So we prayed and we trust the Lord. And one brother called me and told me, the Lord told me, the Lord spoke to me to give you my car. Very great car from the Lord. It's already served a lot for the Lord. And it has good, great resource to minister to the Lord more. So it's a good car. Rabbi Victor gave us this car because the Lord told him to do it. And he gave us car not because he's a rich person. Because he has a lot of needs by himself. But it's good to be rich from the Lord. And I will tell you something. Everyone who thinks about his congregation, his church, his place, he will take care about his own congregation by his tithes, full tithes, by his offerings to the congregation, his congregation. Congregation can't survive without full tithes and without offerings. Sometimes we don't know from where help will come. And some people has an idea, some rich person will come and will provide for congregation. And all our needs will be resolved by some rich person from somewhere. But once I read about old woman who brings $2 to left to the temple, two coins. And the Lord, he sees this sacrifice. And he says, she gave much more than everyone else. Because she gave everything what she has. And you know what touched my heart in this story? The Lord don't tell her, don't give it, it's all what you have. He don't tell her this way. He's told to everyone else, this is the sacrifice. And this was accepted by the Lord.
избытка, когда люди приносят.
And I believe our prosperity not from the above. But the Lord built His kingdom on the faithful foundation. When we bring to the Lord, when it's sacrificed for us.
This is,
I'm always was faithful in tithes and offerings in my life. And I want to let you share with my experience with you. Fire came always on sacrifice. This is why when you bring your offerings and tithes to the Lord with all your heart, you will get the fire from the Lord. And the miracles will happen in your life. The Lord will minister to His people. And I'm very faithful to Victor and his obedience to the Lord. And this is very special for me. And now we can do much more with this car. And this is what the Lord doing between us, in our relationships. Because we are friends in the congregations. And Alexander came to us, usually coming to us. And I'm going to his congregation. We had youth ministry with them. And with Victor also, we traveling together. And sharing the ministry together. And it's very important to share what the Lord would put in our hearts. So pray for us to have wisdom how to teach our children and help them. Thank you. So let them pray for us. What do you think?
Yeah.
Together. You mean from here? Okay.
I'm looking at the time. What are you thinking? What's your plan?
My plan. My plan. I really want them to pray for us because personally I know we have our world of view, and usually we look at others, at situations from our point of view. It's usual. And I was living there, and I know what's happened there. And I know this is not games or not just good things, what they want to share. This is reality, and sometimes it's different, and it's hard for us sometimes to understand what they faced with because we don't live there. For them, it's hard to understand what's happened here also. But I like that when people doing a lot of things with small possibilities or small abilities to do. And they're doing a lot of work there. So they have fire, they have good congregations, living people for the Lord, sacrificing people to the Lord with time, I mean, talents, money, everything. And this is great. So I want for them to pray for us to have the same fire in America. We need it. We need it. People in America looking in the presidents as the problems, but not presidents' problems. We are problems. We could be blessings or could be problems. And revival starts from our hearts, from fire in our hearts. Everything starts with me. So I want them to pray for us and for all congregation who's not here maybe in this time. People who think that everything okay with them, they're good, they're great, but they're empty, they're poor, they're sinful in the hearts, they're lazy, and they think everything is okay. I want for the fire of God to come upon us and for all the people. But I don't speak about us. I speak about, we are very great for the Lord, and He loves us so much, and He has much more for us. He will open the doors. He will do a lot of stuff. So let them to pray for us. Ребят, как помолимся? Вы помолитесь каждый за всех в общем? Okay. Let them just pray for us. We can come forward and they can... Let's stand together and they would pray for us.
Do you want the microphone for them?
Okay. Виктор, tradition... Общая молитва за всех, чтобы огонь сошел. Ты же слышал, за что. Thank you, Lord, for this fifth evening of Hanukkah. And fire of Hanukkah is growing now. And we gather together around your fire, Yeshua, around your sacrifice. And you, that Shamash Yeshua, who give himself, and you brought the fire to people's hearts. And we open our hearts, Lord, so you pour out your fire.
И производи твою хануку, твое освящение.
And bring your renewal in our hearts, your Hanukkah in our hearts.
Очищай наши сердца.
Cleanse our hearts.
Поднимай на твою высоту.
Bring us up to you, Lord, higher to you.
Спасибо, что мы в твоем храме, Господь.
Thanks that we live in your temple, Lord.
В храме святости.
Temple of holiness.
Торжества.
And great place with you.
Царство Иешуа в нас и через нас.
Establish your kingdoms in us, Lord, and through us in this place.
Усиливай твое помазание, Господь.
Bring your presence, Lord.
И благослови обильно всю синагогу.
And bless abundantly all synagogue, all people in the synagogue.
Каждую семью.
All the families.
Все направления служения.
All the directions of ministering here.
Пусть слава Твоя опускается на Джексонвилл.
Let your glory come upon Jacksonville.
В еврейские сердца.
Into Jewish hearts.
Пусть имя Иешуа будет поднято и прославлено.
And let the name of Yeshua be lifted up and glorified.
Бешем Иешуа Хамашех.
Бешем Иешуа. Hallelujah, Иешуа.
Lord, thank you for your mercy that you have upon all of us. You know how to shake us. You know how to bring us to a state of desperation and hunger. And I ask that you will give us this mercy. That you will give us mercy to be jealous for you. That you give us mercy to fight the good fight from all our hearts. And look for opportunities to make holy sacrifices, to make sacrifices that would give this opportunity for us to be faithful to you in everything that we do. Give us mercy to be faithful in our tithes and offerings, that we would do it before you in a real way, that we will treat it like a holy, and that we would give honor to you and obey you with fear and with such honor that would help us to find the real fire from above that you're sending on those who tremble and fear your word. And I ask that you would bless us with this zeal to look after you and to find the opportunities to bring these sacrifices before you, and to in loving each other, in serving each other, and in bringing your destiny through our lives, that we will act like Matityahu did, that our kids could not escape responsibility, that our way of life will provoke them to jealousy, that our way of life will, like a prayer, that inspire others to pray, and would would produce fruits that will glorify your name. Thank you, Yeshua, that you gave us example, your life